what my God father can do. Cause is the father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, I don't know what I can do. But promise not to fight again, not to do anything that we want again. Cause if you do, never say you got wrong again. And another time to go on again, that's what. Shebe make a samoa. You want to kill and go join God. You want to bamba. You want to team with the big boys. Now you the wrong, get the kitty, you the wrong. Get the cat, I don't drink, cause I drop up. Hey, that's what you see.
It's 9 p.m. on a Monday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, get your hard rock and heavy metal fix with Josh and the Maple Forge.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hope everybody had a great week. Sorry about last week's show. I ended up taking a trip to Grimsby and got stuck coming back, so I wasn't able to get a show on for you guys, but we're back this week with a new show. First, I'm going to tell you about Grimsby a little bit. Me and the Rift Mountain crew went up to Green Mountain and had a little show with the homies. There was Frog Lord, Ox, Heavy Katana, Cannabis, and Nova Doll. It was a really, really, really good show. Got to see a bunch of people I don't get to see very often, and we had a great time. So many great faces. The Frog Lord guys are a great group of guys, and Heavy Katana, I think they had some fun with us, and I hope they'll be back again in the future from Japan. It was great. Great time, great people. Shout out to Paco for hosting the little get together at his place. So thanks Paco, and thanks Ryan, and thanks everybody who put it together. You guys rock. It was a great time. Spent the day today getting a big old tattoo on my thigh from Austin down at True North Tattoos on Queen Street. I highly suggest going his way, or even just checking out the shop. It's a really cool shop, and they got a lot of great artists there. So show True North some love if you're a tattoo lover in the city. Speaking of Cannabis earlier, we're going to kick it in to the July Doom Charts. And we got two Canadian bands on there. We got Yeti on Horseback that came in at 24th. And at number 4 in the worldwide Doom Charts, Cannabis from Welland, Ontario. Little old Welland came in at number 4. So big shout out to those lads. Like, that's so amazing. You guys have been grinding, and the new album, Ride the Bus, is phenomenal. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from them after we hear a track from Yeti on Horseback. So Yeti on Horseback is another great band. They're super doomy with a little bit of sludge mixed in. So we're going to hear Mariner's Lament by them. And again, they came in at 24 on the Doom Charts for July. And then we're going to kick it into a couple songs by Cannabis, who came in at number 4 out of the worldwide Doom Charts, which is crazy awesome for a band coming out of a town like Welland. So we're going to hear Volcano and then Space Bussin'. So I hope you guys enjoy these tracks. They're really great tracks. Two great bands from Canada that did super well on this month's Doom Charts. So here's some Yeti on Horseback with Mariner's Lament, and then we're gonna kick it in to some Cannabis, and we'll ride the bus for a little bit and listen to Volcano and Space Bussin'. So here we go, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Maple Forge so far. Let's get into some tunes. right, we're back after Yeti on Horseback with Mariner's Lament, and the album that's off of came in at 24 on the Doom charts this month. And then we heard Volcano and Space Bussin' off of Cannabis's Ride the Bus album, which came in at number 4 on the Doom charts for July. So shout out to those bands. Those are huge accomplishments. You know, there's a lot of bands in the world, and to get on a list of the top 40 for a month is pretty significant. So good job, guys. Thanks for the tunes, and I appreciate what y'all do. And, you know, haven't had the pleasure to meet Yeti on Horseback, but I know Cannabis is a great group of dudes that really deserve being number 4 and getting recognition. So shout out. Next up in the show, we are going to get into some new music. So Half Tight, a band from Barrie, really great band. First time I got to see them was last summer, and then I got to see them again. I haven't got to see them again, sorry. I want to go see them again. I got confused because Ben also plays in Nova Doll, another great band from Barrie, and they played at Green Mountain. So I saw Ben there. We had a little rubber sword fight in the pit, and he slayed me. And his band Half Tight is coming out with a new album very soon called Hindsight, and it's available on Fuzzed and Buzzed Records. You can go and pre-order a vinyl off the website now. So we're going to listen to the single that they've released so far off that album called Cultivate It. And then we're going to kick it in to some real sludgy black metal stuff coming out of Barrie, Ontario. We heard one song that they released as a single. Now we're going to listen to the whole album. Neil Wurm with their debut album. And let me tell you, it is sludgy, it is gross, it is disgusting, it is everything you want from a sludgy black metal album. So we're going to listen to the whole thing. It's not too long, as you expect from a sludgy black metal album, but the songs themselves are pretty lengthy. So there's Void / The Crooked Snakes. That's track number 1. And then we're going to kick it into Barstool Warlock, which we heard a couple weeks ago, and then Ice Cold, and then we're going to close out the show with an aptly named track called Galactic Dong. So here's some Neil Wurm and some Half Tight to finish up the show. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM, and I'll catch you next week. Have a great week, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Heineken. Fuck that shit. fucking head come aboard, man.
I host the Black Alternative on CFRC 101.9, where we highlight alternative music, diasporic belonging, and all the black sheep making music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
On September 23rd and 24th, you can meet over 100 employers in the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center. If you are considering a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields, then join us on September 23rd for the Engineering and Technology Fair. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools will be at the Career and Further Education Fair. Pick